Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
There's a new soccer stadium in the MLS Soccer. That's Judy's Park, soccer-specific stadium that it was finally inaugurated this past weekend. The Nashville Soccer Club against Philadelphia Union. We'll have all the details here. 30,000-plus spectators in a magic atmosphere. Also, Austin keeps winning and keeps surprising in the Western Conference. And we're going to touch up all everything you need to know about the Sounders FC. They're preparing for their biggest final in history against Pumas for the CONCACAF Champions League. This is Footbot USA in English podcast. Everything you need to know about U.S. soccer and MLS. Let's go.
You are listening to Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast of Footbox.
Welcome to our first edition of Footbox USA in English. In English, yes, this is our first podcast in English where we talk about soccer, MLS. And in this episode, along Patrick Meehan, my name is Diego Arrioja, and this is Footbox USA.
Hello, Diego. Excited to be here. First edition of this podcast in English. Obviously, you've heard it before in Spanish. Now we're doing it a bit of English. We'll get the best of both worlds. So excited for this new era of Footbox USA.
Yeah, yes. Let's get right to it. So let's start talking about Nashville. So there's a new stadium in MLS soccer, Jody's Park. And this weekend, Nashville played against Philadelphia Union. Nashville is one of the few teams that last, well, in the history of MLS, that didn't lose a game last season. And they are planning to be on that good start. Patrick, what do you think about this amazing new stadium, new facilities in U.S. soccer for Nashville?
Yeah, it looked great. The largest, as we've said before, the largest soccer-specific stadium in the U.S. Almost $300 million. The place was packed. Everything looked beautiful, looked very European. I love the style of the stadium. But yeah, the first goal for the Jody's Park was not from Nashville. It was from Philadelphia. Although at the end of the game, Nashville was still able to tie the game up 1-1 and, you know, be without losing for their first game in this stadium. But Nashville is a good solid team, and they were facing one of the best teams, if not the best team in MLS, in Philadelphia Union. So a tie is definitely a good way to start the year in this new stadium.
Yeah, Pix, and they say it might even be the loudest stadium, right? Not only the largest, but also it was pretty loud. And it's interesting to see also how many Hollywood stars are now part of MLS teams, right? Reese Witherspoon is a minority owner of Nashville SC, and we've seen with Austin as well, right? That there's Matthew McConaughey, and there's more and more, I would say, Hollywood stars or famous people that are getting involved in U.S. soccer. So this is good news also for the sport.
Yeah, MLS is definitely starting to be a little bit of for athletes and for famous people in general in the U.S., MLS is definitely cheaper than buying, I don't know, a team in the NFL or in the NBA. So it's a good place to start ownership if that's a route you want to take. But yeah, it's good to see that because that means there's more support from other audiences and not just soccer-specific fans.
Yeah, it seems to be a good business indeed. And I would say a good time to invest if you have the money in MLS because it's growing so fast. And we'll see how it's going to be in 10 or 15 years. That MLS is planning to be one of the biggest leagues in the world, right? So I think that's pretty smart from these stars and athletes that are trying to invest in the future. But talking again about this franchise and how also their biggest star, Henry Mukhtar, that also got the resigned by the team. That's 27 years old, and I think it's good to have him again as part of the team because he's a he's a really, really good player, designated player, and I would say the present and future for Nashville runs through his feet, right?
Yeah, for sure. And he could have almost, I mean, I think he could have been the MVP last season. He was super good. And then Walker Zimmerman as well, who, you know, is the best defender in MLS by a lot. He was traded from LAFC, if you guys remember, to Nashville. And we were all thinking, what is LAFC thinking? And Walker Zimmerman definitely took that, I think, personally, and has been on a mission since he landed in Nashville, and just the best defender in the league, got re-signed as well. So getting two of your biggest stars re-signed for Nashville speaks volumes of what they're trying to do not just this season, but on the future ones, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see this team, what they have. Even just thinking about the playoffs this year, that they're going to have a big chance. A cool and interesting stat picks. 544 days since last day at Nashville Soccer Club lost at home. So that's pretty impressive, right? Even with, you know, this season starting with the right foot.
Yeah, for sure. I think Nashville will always be a complicated place to go. And now that they got their beautiful stadium, their fans are going to be super into it. And I think, if you're a team just trying to win at Nashville, you're going to have to do something very, very special, because not even Philadelphia, the best team in the league, could do it. So it doesn't look good for the rest of the teams.
Yeah, so watch out for Nashville. But now let's talk about the other franchise that's doing pretty, pretty well, and it's really on top of the Western Conference. Well, now LAFC, obviously, it's on top, but Austin is right next to it with 20 points currently. Another really surprising team this season. They also are unbeatable right now. They won again this past weekend, and Austin FC is also looking one of those strongest teams in the Western Conference, right alongside the LA teams. And I think California and Texas in particular are looking pretty strong in the Western Conference picks.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, for sure. It's good for the MLS having the California and Texas teams being up there, because obviously bigger states, more fans, all that good stuff. But it's good to see that Austin is doing well in the league. I think, Sebastián De Rossi is absolutely killing it. Without Cecilio Dominguez even, you know, they're still looking very, very strong. And I think they kind of deserve it, because like Nashville, the fan base is incredible. The stadium is incredible. The franchise is incredible. I think it's a franchise that deserves to be at the top. And like Nashville as well, they have a Hollywood star backing them up. You know, it's all good. It all looks good. It's like the perfect franchise. And now they're doing it also in the field, which is where obviously they need to do it. And they're not just doing it like normal wise. They're scoring a lot of goals per game, which is obviously more exciting.
Yeah, they're killing it this season, to your point. And then they also have a really nice stadium. Patrick, you've been to that stadium, right? To the Austin, to Verdes stadium. Tell us the experience and the atmosphere, because I never been there, but I've seen at least during games, and it looks pretty dope to go to that stadium.
Yeah, and it was a game against FC Dallas, which obviously made it more exciting, because it's a Texas rivalry. The game was insane, a lot of goals. I think Austin has done a very good job of getting their fans involved. I was in the supporters section too, so that made the game even more exciting, super loud. A lot of Latino fans, but also you can see the community coming in together. You could see faces from every type of background, you know, and just cheering the team on. They're definitely very bought in with the team, and I think that's what I was saying. Like, Austin is a big city. Austin is a city that has a great community behind it, and now they're showing it in the match. And that match itself, they lost. It was, I saw how the fans were behind them since since minute zero to minute 90, you know. So yeah, it's a great atmosphere and a team that deserves to be way better. And well, like they're doing this season.
Yeah, you were talking about a high scoring team. Yeah, they have 22 goals. That's the team who scored the most goals of every team so far. Next to them is LAFC with 21. So you can tell with 20 points in the table, 22 goals that they score. They're pretty good. 6 wins so far, only 1 loss and 2 ties. So yeah, watch out for Austin as well, that they are currently in second place, sitting in second place, the Western Conference. But now, Pix, let's move on to, I would say, the big subject of the week, because we have a CONCACAF Champions League final here in Seattle, Washington, and it's going to be at Lumen Field. Already tickets are basically sold out, over 63,000 tickets already sold. So it's going to be packed, that Lumen Field Stadium, to receive Pumas for the CONCACAF Champions League game that's currently tied 2-2. So it's going to be a pretty, I would say, exciting game. And hopefully for the MLS, is the first club that actually takes that tournament.
Yeah, it's exciting. The game, the first leg of the final was super, super fun to watch. Dineno is on a roll. I think he's going to have a good time against all the 60,000 people in that stadium. Seattle Sounders obviously looking to make some history for the MLS. I think it's a team that deserves to create that type of history just because of how strong they've been throughout the years. The coach himself, Brian Schmetzer, you know, obviously I think also deserves it. But there's something about Pumas in this type of games that are just incredible. I don't know about you, but I think the game is gonna be even more exciting than the first leg. And after seeing the first leg, I think I'm gonna change my prediction. I think Seattle is gonna end up taking it. What do you think?
You were for Pumas taking it, right, Patrick?
Yeah. Something about Milini and Pumas in this type of matches, but I don't know. I'm super confused now.
Yeah, I think Pumas. Well, they had the advantage, right? And then you know the two penalty kicks, and it ends up being a tie. I think the Sounders are now in a way better shape, and they definitely, I would say, they're the favorites for Wednesday. But yeah, never, you know, you always have to count on Pumas, and it's not only what Lilini has done through the years, but also I think that this team Pumas, they have that mystique, right? That even though they're down, they can always gonna put up a fight. So I think it's gonna be a tighter game that people expect here in locally in Seattle. They're super excited, obviously. And, you know, even ex-Seahawks stars like Marshawn Lynch, you know, doing all this promo on TV. Yeah. And it's pretty excited, pretty confident. But I would say watch out, because Pumas, it's a really tough team. And I think they know how to play also in difficult fields like Lumen Field, even though it's going to be over 60,000 people supporting the Sounders. I think watch out for Pumas, because they like to play these type of games. And you were saying Dineno, I mean, he scored on the weekend, and he scored also in the first game of the final, and I think he's gonna be scoring in this Wednesday too. So watch out.
I do think so too, and I remember Rodolfo Landeros was saying that if Pumas takes a 2-0 lead in the first leg, that they're gonna take it. If they don't, Seattle will take it, and I think I'm with him on that one. I think after that 2-2, Seattle will grow at home with their fans. They're gonna take this home.
Yes, it's gonna be an exciting game, definitely. And just also as a few facts, the last final with over 60,000 people in a CONCACAF Champions League was America playing Club America against Montreal in that Olympic Stadium in Montreal with 61,000 attendees. So I think this is gonna be more, definitely. And I think it's gonna be over between 65 and 67. So it's gonna be quite an ecstatic atmosphere. We'll be there, so we'll have to tell you and show you in Footbox USA and also in social media how the atmosphere is gonna be played, because it's gonna be a pretty stoked final. So we'll see if the MLS finally makes history or Pumas wins a final after almost a decade, right, in terms of this type of important tournament.
Yeah, I think like you were saying, that the Lumen Field, how it's definitely gonna be key. Brian Schmetzer I'm sure he knows how to handle this type of pressure for his players, although it's one of the biggest pressures that an MLS team can have. And then just trying to make control the time. You know, you want to kill it off in 90 minutes. Are you fine of going to extra time with a Pumas squad that loves extra time and penalties? I don't know. It's a complicated one. So we'll see how it goes. It's so fun that you're going to be there. You're going to tell us about it whenever it's done. But excited. It's definitely one of the CONCACAF Champions League finals that has brought more excitement in the last recent years.
Yes, definitely. So your prediction to close this out, Patrick, what's going to be? Sounders? A Sounders win?
Or a Pumas Sounders win? Sounders win 2-1.
Nice. I say they're going to tie 2-2, go to overtime, and Sounders will win dramatically. That's my prediction. We'll see, just to get more excitement.
Yeah, I love it. Sounds good. It's going to be fun then.
Yeah, it will be a big final. So, thanks for listening to us. Again, this is our first podcast in English. So hopefully you enjoy, subscribe, and we're going to talk about MLS, US soccer, Canadian soccer, and it has to be here in the north side of the continent. So Patrick, thank you. A pleasure as always. And we'll hear you guys in the next time.
Thanks for listening, Footbox USA, an exclusive podcast of Footbox.